If you cross paths with Sharon and Mike Gooley, it's hard to not have an interesting conversation and some laughs. For starters, they've turned their love of history into a successful business.
I make the outfits that they wore in the 1800s, and Sharon does Victorian. We are the quintessential leather and lace. Was that a good one?
We do historic clothing and programs.
On any given day, Mike could be making historical buckskin coats or wedding outfits for Native Americans. Sharon could be sewing Victorian costumes or getting ready for her next speaking arrangement. I first met the Gooleys on the afternoon of June 9th at Cache Lapooter Middle School. It was day one of the High Park Fire. After years of living and running a business out of their studio in the Paradise Park subdivision, a lightning strike forced them to evacuate.
I was hoping they could knock it down. It ran fast. The winds up there are pretty intense.
For a while there, we thought maybe they were getting a grip on it.
They were getting grip on it. Yeah.
Fast forward almost 3 weeks, and the couple still hasn't returned home. During our second meeting this week, Sharon showed me pictures on her iPad. She remembers the first glimpse of their property, which came from a photo gallery posted on a TV website.
We opened up the slideshow and looked at the first terrible photograph of a burned house, and I kind of cringed away. And Mike looked at it. He says, "That's our house." I said, "No."
That aerial snapshot shows little more than a burnt foundation, but just yards away, the studio they run their business out of looks untouched. Since the fire took their home, they've been putting 1,000 miles a week on their car. They go to evacuee meetings in Loveland to Fort Collins to meet with insurance agents and their bank.
We are so busy. It's like from 8 in the morning to 10 at night.
We haven't stopped. I never thought being evacuated would be such a full-time job.
They have so many documents that they had to buy a portable file cabinet to keep it all straight. They're constantly going to Walmart to pick up things like razors and skin products left behind. And then there's laundry. Fortunately, they found a volunteer-run service for High Park Fire evacuees.
And not just a load off our mind, but also, you know, a little more pocket money that we were able to keep on hand.
It was about 3 loads.
Yeah, we had 9 days of laundry of the two of us by the time we found out about their facility. They're great. Yeah.
The Gooleys say there's been an outpouring of support from friends and family each day, so much so that sometimes it's hard to keep up with all the voicemails and emails. What stands out for Sharon, though, are the random acts of kindness. The waiter who buys them a round of drinks, or the mystery diner who quietly pays their restaurant tab and leaves.
Somebody sent us a $10 bill in an envelope. We don't even know
where it came from.
We're not positive. I have to go and look at the name again, but there was no note. It was just a gracious gift. Yeah. Somebody else sent us a gift card to Target.
They also find themselves in situations they never could have anticipated, like consoling close friends about their own loss.
They're going through changes with you. You know, they look at you, they look and they see that your house is burnt to the ground, and it absolutely devastates some of these people. And so we have to actually kind of take care of them, too.
Meantime, the Gooleys have been throwing themselves into their work as much as they can. Mike can't get to his workshop to make clothing, but he's still doing events with the Single Action Shooting Society, which creates competitions that involve historical costumes and firearms. Sharon says she isn't canceling any of her talks about old-time Western and country dancing.
I hate to say the show must go on, but it's my job, and as many of those as I can still do, you better believe I'm going to do it.
If everything goes their way, they'll be allowed back on their property by the end of the week. Much like the historic Western lifestyle that they've built their careers on, Sharon's expectation of what exactly that visit will be like has plenty of pioneer mentality.
We're excited to go, and I'm kind of dreading to see what it's going to look like at the same time, but we'll go home and we'll deal with it.
For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.